It was a typical opening at the Green Bay Cooperative called the Art Garage, with wine and mingling. But there were also rocking chairs, doilies, and lots of old women. And they don't mind being called old. Dot Corzelia says she is old.
Well, here I am.
Her portrait was taken during her 90th birthday champagne brunch.
And my interest in life that keeps me young is because I go to a lot of Bon Jovi concerts. My son happens to be his manager, so I get to go a lot to rock concerts. I think that keeps you young. You know, a lot of the bands like Queen and Cheap Trick and all those bands I get to go. My husband did too when he was alive. So,
Corzelia says her birthday theme song was Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. People in their 90s would have been born in 1922 or earlier, a time when many homes didn't have running water or electricity, let alone things like cars or radios. Jean Kozak lived on a farm in Sturtevant. She now lives in Kenosha.
Everything was outside, so it's really changed. It's great to me. I don't know what else, but they invent.
For her 90th birthday, Kozak's grandchildren got her an iPad, which she says she enjoys very much. The photographer behind the exhibit is Kara Cunard. She started rounding up nonagenarians in December and has been taking pictures and interviewing them ever since. Instead of the Hollywood approach to airbrushing, Cunard says her work acknowledges that older people have earned their stripes.
When I edit photos, I barely edit, you know, like the older people. When I do babies and I do little children, I smooth their skin out. You know, I make them absolutely, like, I do so much more photo retouching with them than I do with the older people. And I just love the wrinkles. And I used a lot of hands in some of the portraits because I think hands tell so much of a story. So sometimes when they would be talking and using their hands, I would be photographing their hands.
33 women from around Wisconsin are featured. Cunard says some of their stories are just as interesting as their images, with one telling of an encounter with an escaped convict, nuns who worked with disabled children, and activists.
This is Carmela Bleka, and she was the inspiration for the project, and she is an environmentalist. This is at her 100th birthday party, and she worked tirelessly with Gaylord Nelson to get the Apostle Islands declared a national shoreline.
Besides aesthetics, Cunard says she chose women over 90 partly because there are more of them than men over 90. Jean Kozak is soft-spoken, but seems to appreciate the interest in women of her generation.
At first, I didn't care to be photographed. I'm a little shy, but that was fine. My daughter talked me into it.
That daughter is Diane Mattern. She says her mother is a woman of few words, but that demeanor hides a vibrant personality.
She's like and I don't mean in a bad way, she gets excited. I mean, she's like a little kid at Christmas. Everything is fun to her.
Not a bad way to live the better part of a century. The exhibit at the Art Garage runs through the end of the month. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.